Blog Talk Radio.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta, Kohulum Ahayenasaye, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day.
It's full of stars,
full of stars, full of stars.
It's from Manuel T and Fire Chief. But first, this. Give thanks and praises.
Greetings in the name of the Most High, Jah, because it's another brand new day. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for giving I and I life everlasting. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for guidance and protection. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for the sunshine, for the raindrop, for the daylight, and for the darkness. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for everything that is good. Heal him. Heal him. Heal Jah on my side. Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Jai Samachai, Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Jai Samachai, Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Jai Samachai, Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Jai Samachai. Yes, me brethren and me sisters, this is a message from Jah to you. Spread it universally to all conscious people. I hope you are listening, not to face me with your ears, but with your mind meditating. A fool will tell you that this message is boring. Well, the devil is a crook, so don't be his next victim. He will jump into your brain and check out what you're thinking. To them that have ears, lay them hear. To them that have eyes, lay them see. They know it now that Jah is not a partial Lord. Lay them that hate Jah now, scatter, shatter, batter, and flatter. As the smoke is driven, drive them away. As the wax melted, let all of them be melted away, Jah Jah. Rastafari, Selassie. Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Jai Samachai. Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Jai Samachai. Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Jai Samachai. Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Jai Samachai, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Jai Samachai, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Jai Samachai, the conquering lion of tribe of Judah. Jai Samachai, the conquering lion of tribe of Judah. Jai Samachai, Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Jai Samachai, Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Jai Samachai, Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Jai.
Yes, give thanks and praise.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfashadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. Each one was for the house of his fathers, 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 for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, forth to war in Israel, forth to war in Israel, forth to war in Israel. With all that were able to go forth to war and 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 Israel. With all that were able to go forth to war and go forth to war in Israel, 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 war in Israel.
እንዲሁም የዘር ልዩነት በሚመለከት ረገድ አንዱ ዘር ከሌላው ዘር ይበልጣል ይሻላል የሚባለው እምነት ዋጋ እንዲያጣ ሆኖ ካልተወገደ በአንድ አገር ውስጥ አንደኛና ሁለተኛ ደረጃ ዜግነት ካልተሰረዘ አንድ ሰው በቆዳው ቀለም ብቻ የመብቱ መጓደል ካልቀረ
ለሁሉም ሰው የዘር ልዩነት ሳይታሰብ እኩልን ኢኮኖሚክና ተመሳሳይ ሰብአዊ መብት ካልተሰጠው ነዚህ በዚህ ከዚህ በላይ የተዘረዘሩት ሁሉ ከተፈጸመበት ቀን ድረስ ሁላችንም የምንደግምለትና የምንመኘው የዓለም በደንብ መተዳደር ይደረስበት የማይቻልና እንደዚሁም ዓለም ላይ ሰላም ጸንቶ እንዲኖር የምናደርገው ሙከራ ሁሉ ባዶ ምኞትና መና ሆኖ የሚቀር ግብ እንዳይሆን የሚያሰጋ መሆኑ አስተምሮናል። በደቡብ አፍሪካ፣ ባንጎላ፣ በሞዛምቢክ የሚገኙ ወንድሞቻችን ካሉበት የባርነት ቀንበር ነጻ እስኪወጡ ድረስ መላው አፍሪካውና እስያኖች በዓለም ሸንጎ በእኩልነት ደረጃ ድምጻቸው እስኪደመጥ ድረስ የአፍሪካና የእስያ ክፍለ ዓለም ሙሉ ሰላም አላቸው ለማለት አስቸጋሪ ይሆናል። ለሁሉም ሰው የዘር ልዩነት ሳይታሰብ እኛ አፍሪካውያን ትግላችንን አናቋርጥም። በመጨረሻም መልካም መጥፎን ድል እንደሚነሳና እኛም እንደምናሸንፍ ጥርጥር የለውም። የዘር ልዩነትና ጭቆና የቅኝ አገዛዝ መሰረቱ ኢኮኖሚክ ነው። እንደዚህም አስፈቃቂ ተግባሮች የሚወገዱት በኢኮኖሚክ መሳሪያ ነው። በአዲስ አበባው የአፍሪካ መሪዎች ጉባኤ አፍሪካ አገሮች ዋና በቅኝ አገዛዝ ስር የሚገኙት አፍሪካውያን ካሉበት የባርነት ቀንበር ነጻ ለማውጣት በሚያደርጉት ትግል እንዲረዷቸው በማለት በገዢዎቻቸው ላይና ሙሉ የኢኮኖሚ ሳንክሲዮን እንዲደረግ ወስነው በስራ ላይ አውለውታል። ወደ ማሰብ መንገድ የሚመራቸው ስለሚመስለን ከማህበሩም አላማዎች ጋራ የሚስማማ ስለሆነ መላው የተባበሩት መንግስታት አባሎች ተቀብለውት ስራ ላይ እንዲያውሉ ታጥቀን አደራ በማለት እንለምናለን። ሌላ ምርጫ ካለ የደቡብ አፍሪካና የፖርቱጋል መንግስታት አገሮቻቸውን በኢኮኖሚ ረገድ ለማድከም የሚፈልጉ አይመስለንም። ጅልስ እናገኝ ጊዜ ሳይልፍ የሚቻለንን ሁሉ እናደርግ። ደስ የማይል እርምጃ ከመውሰድ እንዳን። በዛሬው ጊዜ ታላላቅ መንግስታት እንኳ እድላቸውን የመወሰን ስልጣን በእነሱ እጅ ብቻ እንዳልሆነ ማስታወስ ይገባቸዋል። ሰላም እንዲኖር የሁላችንም ተባብሮ መስራት ይጠይቃል። የመጀመሪያውን እሳት የሚጭረው ማን እንደሆነ ይታወቃል። የሁላችንም እድል አንድ ነው። ወይ መጥፋት ወይ መዳን። ሁላችንም ጥፋትን አንፈልግም። ሁላችንም የዚችን ዓላማችን ላይ ድንቁርናና ድህነት ችጋርና በሽታ እንዲወገዱ እንፈልጋለን። ሁላችንም የሰው ዘር
የኒውክሌር ጦርነት እንዳይደርስበት እንፈልጋለን።
They shall return as king of kings, Lord of lords, conquer the land of the tribe of Judah. We know that no one else couldn't come in his name except his imperial majesty, Haile Selassie, who had revealed himself as Christ, his kingly character.
DJ Iman.
Bro, choir!
Yes, the war speech and the words of the Rastafari, Kedemara Haile Selassie, right there in the Royal Amharic. Here, taken from this particular word sound, this speech, this declaration to the United Gentiles, the United Nations, the United Heathen, the United Gentiles, which equals the United Nations, October 6, 1963. And there's a full of that address to the United Nations, which reminds I and I of a prophecy here in the script. From one to one say, well, I and I as Rastafari, we actually do see and can show and prove prophecy in the scripture concerning Kedemara Haile Selassie. Whether others accept that as right and accurate or as true, right, that's up to them. But let's just share this right here.
Yes, okay.
Got to get the scripts here. Let's go to Zephaniah. Let's go to Zephaniah. So here we share that because the theme here in the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called the book of Numbers, Hebraically that is known as Bamidbar in the wilderness. So here in Zephaniah chapter three, verse 8, right here. Therefore, wait y'all upon me, saith Ezekiel, the stand of Yahweh, Jehovah, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, the Goyim, the Ahazab, the international community of nations, even with the League of Nations, even with the United Nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured, eaten up with the fire of my jealousy, of my zealousy. Verse 9, Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Ezekiel, of Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, to serve him with one consent. Verse 10. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring mine offering. And here, the Schofield Study Bible, there's a footnote reference to the ninth verse where it says, for then, next to the word then, for then. In Zephaniah, the conversion of, quote, the peoples, end quote, is stated out of the usual prophetic order, in that the berkot, the baraka, the blessing, the increased prosperity of Yisrael, and the setting up of the kingdom, the government, the true gospel, the true good news, read it, it's in the scriptures, the gospel, Rabbeinu Yeshua says it himself, and this gospel, this good news of what? Of Jesus saves? No. It says this gospel of the kingdom. So the kingdom shall be proclaimed, shall be preached. So here's what we have, the Old Testament, what's called the Old Testament prophecies, or the prophecies, even as they're fulfilled within the Brit Chadasha or in the New Testament sense. So the setting up of the kingdom, it precedes, in other words, it goes before the conversion of the Gentiles, of the nations, of the Goyim. So here, let's look a little bit of the footer right here. So this connection with the theme that we have even right here in the fourth book of Moses, as we begin off right here at the 34th degree of our sabbatical study right here for this RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Study, the 34th right here. So here, let's go to the beginning right here of Numbers, a brief overview on Numbers right here. First, the first words that we have here right? And Jehovah spake to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tabernacle of the congregation on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Mitzrayim, saying, take you all the sum of all the congregation of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, after their families, by the house of their fathers with the number of the names, every male by their poles or by their skulls, the pole, the skull, from 20 years old and upward, all that are able, here's the key part in verse 3, all that are able to go forth, forward, to war in Yisrael. Thou and Aharon and Aaron shall number them by their armies. Verse 4, and with you there shall be a man of every tribe, every one head or rosh, in the Hebrew, the rosh, the ras, the head, rosh, the chief, rosh, ras, the head of the house of the bayit, the bait, the house of his fathers, of his patriarchs. So just a little bit on that audio right there. It's a good mix right there. But of course, if one doesn't, you know, speak or understand Amharic, some aspects of it. So when the word sound of his majesty, the gathering of the nations, we have this section here just to share a little bit of what you have heard. And it's connected with this word sound right here until that day. Right, the African continent will not know peace, shalom, until that day. The African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight if necessary, and we know that we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil. And the confidence is what? The confidence of the victory of good over evil. So right here, 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 where His Majesty addressed all the nations, the opportunity and challenge that the nations of the world had, and to a drastically decreasing degree still have, reform the United Nations now. Hail up, hail up, hail up, Ross, Elijah, Tafari, and the run. Reform the United Nations now. Check it out, check it out. There's a word His Majesty says in this speech, some highlights here. It's a rather long word sound, and it'll be good for us to study this in part by part, bite-sized portions. But here, His Majesty says this. He says, peace. Well, let's just scroll it up here to the beginning of the passage. Until this is accomplished. Well, let's scroll it back. Let's go right here. He says, this does not mean that the United Nations, the United Gentiles, the Gordian has failed. It's like Abba Father, like giving them like a report card at that particular time in 1963. He says, I have lived Gormawi Nagusa Nagest, His Imperial Majesty, the conquering line of the tribe Judah, root of David, says, I have lived too long to cherish many illusions about the essential high-mindedness of men when brought into stark confrontation with the issue of control over their security and their property interests. We have this highlighted right here, here, here. This is in the section from His Majesty's address, the UN, United Nations, a basis for hope, basis for some good expectation. We compare this here with the prophecy that we have even in the scripture, where it says his determination. What was his determination? What be his determination? He says, until the day, notice the language, until the day, Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 8, therefore wait y'all upon I, saith Jehovah, until the day, right, until, right, the day that I rise up to the prey. The language here, right, according to the Hebrew, the verbal hieroglyphic is like the Lyana Judah, like a lion, you know, like different animals, like lions, such as rise up to the prey, Yehuda, Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall pray, until the day that I rise up to the prey for my determination. Yahuwah, Shahovah HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, is saying, his determination, what is Jehovah's determination? To gather the nations. So when do we see the nations gathered, especially as we see today, In fact, the League of Nations was significant, right, especially in modern times. And then right after that, we have the United Nations, the League of Nations, the Goyim, the Gentiles, the United Nations, the United Gentiles, that I may assemble the kingdoms, all their governments, democratic, Republican, monarchist, whatever sort of government, their kingdoms, right, to pour upon them mine indignation, the truth and right, even all my fierce anger, judgment, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my zealousy. That's translated here as jealousy, but the positive sense, zeal, the zeal. How interesting is it? What was the word sound of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, even to the League of Gentiles, the League of Nations? The match today, the match has been struck in Ethiopia, but the flames, right, will burn Europe. And they laughed, or some of them laughed. You know, some of them booed and jeered, right? And we see that word of prophecy in reality being fulfilled. So after that warning, after Kedemawi Hada Selassie, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, appealed, right, appealed and pleaded, yes, it says in the scripts that Jah will rise up and he will plead the cause of his people. And after Kedemawi Hada Selassie pleaded the cause and said that word that today the match has been struck in Ethiopia, but the flames will burn Europe. Thankfully, there are those who recognize when the prophecy came to pass that truly it was a prophecy. So we'll share that word there with the word that we have in Zephaniah. The word we have in Zephaniah. Zephaniah, for my determination is to gather the nations. So the first major gathering of the nations in these latter days and times was the League of Nations. And after that, of course, the United Nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my zealousy. If they had listened to the conquering line of the tribe of Judah in the first place, then the consequences of their disobedience, speak by the nations, would not have happened. Note this right here, that after His Majesty had warned them about the match that was struck in Ethiopia and how the flames will burn Europe, that actually happened, right? And we have fire coming down from the sky, as the prophecy talks about, and fire, He will cause fire to come down from the sky. We have these modern weapons of mass destruction that would culminate, what do they call it? What was that bomb, Little Boy? They call it Little Boy. But actually, you know, the first atomic bomb actually was the Trinity. The first one they experimentally dropped, it was actually the Trinity. When we say Kedemawi, Kedemawi means first, to go before, almost like the proton, right? Then we have Haile Selassie, Haile force, Selassie form. Do you know what that is, force and form? That's the principle of physics, right? Manifest. So we have the flames, that fire of his zealousy, right, as he pleaded the cause of the Israelites, right, and the Ethiopians and righteous people, both on the continent and universally, of small, where little David, the greater David, the greater son, went up against the Goliath of white racism, white supremacy. And they ignored, by and large, they ignored the warning that was given. But we see the manifestation, right, of the war. What was it? Was the war? What they call the war? The Great War? They say the Great War. The first war, the Gentiles, the European nations said that was a war to end all war. Well, how did that work out? Right? Then they call the next war the Great War. Well, that Great War would have never happened if they had listened to the King of Kings and not to the Babylonian whore. But that's just a show right there, just a show and prove, point one, right? As His Majesty even says right here, he says 27 years ago in 1963, 27 years ago, as Negusa-Negesa, Ethiopia, the King of Kings of Ethiopia, I mounted the rostrum in Geneva, Switzerland, to address the League of Nations, the League of Gentiles, the League of Goyim, and to appeal for relief from the destruction that had been unleashed against my defenseless nation by the fascist invader. I know there's an interesting meme I saw. I didn't get a chance to do a vlog on it. Let's see if I can bring this up right here just to get the quote, just to get the quote right. That fascism, right, what is called fascism, did you know? Let me ask it like this. Did you know that fascism was and is a religion? Benito El Dunce, El Dufe, El Duce, Benito Linguini, Mussolini. He said, this is the Italian politician, right? But he bears a significant role in prophecy. You ever heard about the deadly wound of the beast being healed? Well, Benito Mussolini was a part of that biblical prophetic fulfillment, even during them times, right? He says, Benito says, fascism is a religious concept. What? Fascism is a religious concept? But some of these faux pro-blacks, the pseudo-pro-blacks, they want to talk about the Abrahamic faith. In fact, when we really trace the roots of even the Abrahamic faiths, we find that black or so-called African people are at that root, right, when we're speaking about the truth, right? But fascism is a religion, Benito Mussolini said. The 20th century will be known in history as a century of fascism. Who knew? No, Benito Mussolini knew, right? He said his fascism is a religion. Fascism is a religion. Just something to think about right there. Now you hear a lot of ones talking about, oh, Trump is fascist, this one fascist, that one, Putin is fascist, everybody's fascist. But when Kadamawi had a Selassie, the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, tried to warn the nations and warn humanity, they was almost like, we don't even know what's so wrong with fascism. Fascism? We never heard of the word. But now everyone is talking about fascism, but they forget willingly how it all began in this time. And that man, even that man who is the sign and the seal of the biblical prophecy regarding Christ and his kingly character, speaking of Kadamawi, Haile Selassie. Just wanted to share that word right there. You know, when I saw that, I had to check it out a couple of other places and just to make sure it was right. And yeah, Benito Mussolini says fascism is a religion. Very interesting. All right. Let's see if the faux woke folk go against that as what it really is. But what his majesty says, what the conquering line of the tribe of Judah says right here, right? Are you not as the children of the Ethiopian, the Neo children of Israel? 27 years ago, as King of Kings of Ethiopia, he says, I mounted the rostrum in Geneva, Switzerland, to address the League of Nations. The nations, my determination is to gather the nations to address the League of Nations and to appeal. Right? Or even to plead. You say, oh, you say he's God or the Messiah. If God or the Messiah don't have to plead. Wait, hold on for a moment. We can show you verses in the scripts where it says, prophetic verses, where it says Jehovah will plead. He himself will plead the cause of his people. And this is exactly what Kadamawi Haile Selassie did. Appeal for relief from the destruction. You know, see what man will do to correct man. If not, well, then Jah will have to correct you. Hatafaya, the destruction that had been unleashed against my defenseless nation by the fascist invader. I spoke then both to and for the conscience of the world. My words went unheeded, but history testifies to the accuracy of the warning. Here, His Majesty, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, humbly just calls it a warning, accuracy of a warning. We say the accuracy of the prophecy, right, that I gave in 1936. So it was in 1936, right? And then he says, today I stand before the World Organization of the Nations of the Earthly Plane that has succeeded to the mantle, discarded by its discredited. Discredit, that means there's no credit, it's not credit worthy. It's not believable. It's not faith-worthy. It's discredited predecessor. In this body is enshrined the principles of collective security, which I unsuccessfully invoked at Geneva. Because it's like when he spoke, the King of Kings spoke, it's like they had deaf ears. here in this assembly reposes the best, perhaps the last hope or expectation for humanity, for the peaceful survival of mankind. Furthermore, Gurmawi Nugusunaga says in 1936, I declared that it was not the covenant of the League that was at stake, but international morality. Undertakings, I said then, are of little worth if the will to keep them is lacking. We could go on with this right here, but just note that it was 1936, as he says, for this all men must give thanks. You know, as I stand here today, this is from 1963, how faint, how remote are the memories of 1936. Again, for this all men must give thanks. As I stand here today, Gotamawi Nugusnagas, the King of Kings, His Imperial Majesty, the Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, says, how faint, how remote are the memories of 1936. Nobody remembers the 1930s, the real 1930s, you know, all this fakery. His Majesty giving I and I the reality. He says, how different in 1963 are the attitudes of men. We then existed in an atmosphere of suffocating pessimism. So in other words, people in 1963 had a little more of a optimistic outlook. But back in 1936, he says, we then existed in an atmosphere of suffocating pessimism. Today, cautious yet buoyant optimism is the prevailing thought. Let's just go through this a little bit here, because this is in the context of what is popularly called or referred to as the war speech. As Burhana Selassie, a.k.a. better known as Robert Nesta Marley, best known as Bob Marley in the Wailers, so sung, based on the word sound of His Majesty back in the 60s, both to Stanford University, until the philosophy, that word sound he spoke at Stanford University in California, and also in 1963 at the United Nations. But each one of us here knows that what has been accomplished is not enough. The United Nations judgments have been and continue to be subject to frustration. So even when the nations recognize, you know, this is bad to do, right? And the majority agree on something, we have, you know, those nations that have veto power, you know what I mean? The big nations, like back in the days, who were the big nations? Like ancient Egypt, Assyria, Babylon. They were the big nations, right? So they just ran over the rights of the little nations like Israel, like Israel, almost like the big nations also overran the rights of the little nations, right? Like Ethiopia. Here, as Matt says, the United Nations, we like to call it the United Gentiles, so you get the point prophetically. The United Gentiles, Goyim, the United Nations, judgments have been and continue to be subject to frustration. So even when the nations can resolve or come to a decision majority-wise, white racism, white supremacy steps in. The status quo. This is called the status quo. As individual member states have ignored its pronouncements and disregarded its recommendations. For example, how many of y'all learned about human rights in school? I mean, the human rights that has the 30 articles, the real human rights. They were supposed to. When you went to school, right, did they have the Human Rights Declaration posted in school? Did they have any class on it? Did they pass out anything and say, this is the Universal Declaration of Human Rights? So that shows that all those nations, we know that America ignored that. In fact, what the Gentiles did, so slick and crafty is the serpent, ain't it? Right? What they actually did is make up another version of human rights. So they have the United Nations, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Now they also have other versions of human rights. You know what I mean? One's sexual preference is not the only human. It's not even a human right. In reality, it's not one of the 30 articles. How is it that we talk about one's sexual preferences as so-called human rights rather than racism white supremacy or the status, the racist status quo. The organization sinews, His Majesty goes on to speak about the sinews, you know, the sinews that connect, you know, at that root level, our bones and tissue, so forth and so on, the sinews, you know, the organization's sinews have been weakened as member states have shirked their obligations to it. The authority of the organization has been mocked as individual member states have proceeded in violation of its commands to pursue their own aims and ends. Like, for example, the United States of America has done that over and over again. But I know many of y'all who watch the news and CNN and stuff like that probably think it's just Russia. It's Russia. You know what I mean? It's somebody way over there in some other third world country, right? So-called third world country. Oh, yeah, we want to support the people over in some Africa or third world country fighting for their human rights to overthrow a bad government. Yeah, well, based on the human rights, Universal Declaration of Human Rights, you could propose the same thing if you only knew about it. But you're supporting somebody over there. America tell you support them over there, right? But they ignore your human rights over here. Got vaccinated yet? Anyway, the troubles which continue to plague us virtually all arise among member states of the organization. You know, like how Revelation talk about those, what is it, seven? The seven heads, the beast, the seven, right? The eight, but is not, but those seven heads of the beast. But the organization remains impotent, not important. The United Nations remains impotent to enforce acceptable solutions. So that means even when a nation of the world say, you know what, we're different nations, different customs, different belief system, but we agree on that right there. So even when the majority agree, they can be overruled by what? They say the big three? I'll say by the big seven or eight, by the big seven or eight heads on the beast, right? As the maker and enforcer of the international law, what the United Nations has achieved still falls regrettably short. So here, the King of Kings in his visitation, in his times, he shall shew who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the conquering lion, the tribe of Judah. You know, people have these ideas about Messiah, don't even recognize what the Bible says right there. In his times, so the Messiah will have times to show and prove something. That's what the scripts say right there. And what he showed and proved right here is that the United Nations in 1963, giving them their report card, what they had achieved had fallen short. He says, falls regrettably short of our goal. Our, yes, King of Kings says our goal of international, of an international community of the nation. And here we find from the scripture in Yahweh, that is his goal as well. Therefore, wait y'all upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey. I mean, who rises up to a prey? The Lion of Judah. For my determination is to gather the nations. First, we have the League of Nations. He talked about 1936. And here, he's speaking to the United Nations in 1963. Kind of interesting, 36 and 63 is like a mirror image. Christ in his kingly character. For my determination is to gather the nations that I may assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them mine indignation, all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my zealousy, of my jealousy. That's why we pointed out what occurred after 1936 when His Majesty spoke to the League of Nations and how many of them mocked it, laughed it off, booed it, jeered it, and then it came to pass. And some acknowledge that if we had listened, this man is a prophet. He was warning us. They couldn't see it when he said it. They couldn't see it like some can't see it when we say it today. They can't see it yet. Hopefully ones will see it and agree with it before it's too late, the truth of the matter. His Majesty goes on to say, this does not mean the United Nations has failed. But it's this line right here that we highlight to share with my fellows. He says, I have lived too long to cherish many illusions. You ever feel like that? That you live such a time that you no longer cherish many illusions? I have lived too long to cherish many illusions about what? About the essential high-mindedness of men. They got high-mindedness, essential high-mindedness. But then when you bring it into stark confrontation with the issue of control over their security and their property interests, what then? As Matthew says, not even now, when so much is at hazard, would many nations willingly entrust their destinies to other hands. Could we heard someone to one to say to I Rastafari, say, well, if His Majesty really is Christ's kingly character and what you Rastas say, then how come he went to the League of Nations? He should have just called down fire from the sky. Obviously, you have not studied the scriptures. You have not studied his revelation of himself. When we study the revelation of himself, we see how what actually manifests in the real is a reflection of what was already spoken in the prophecy. His Majesty says this, yet this is the ultimatum presented to us. Secure the conditions whereby men will entrust their security to a larger entity or risk annihilation. Persuade men that their salvation rests in the subordination of national and local interests to the interests of humanity. Did you pick up on that? This is where nation is going against nation, man against man, brother against brother, because they don't subordinate their nationalism and schism and their local interests. In other words, one to raise up their national interests, their local interests above the interests of humanity. And this is what many ones talking about, the United States of America and the whichever Farrell, new suit, jacket and tie or whatnot. This is what they always do. They put the national interests of the Western Gentile white supremacist power structure, the times of the Gentile, their national and local interests above the interests of humanity. I mean, they did it way back there with the nuclear bomb and then going against disarmament, right? Or, His Majesty says, endanger man's future. These are the objectives, yesterday unattainable, today essential, which we must labor to achieve. Just a little more right here. He says, until this is accomplished. So the word in 63, it still resonates to this very day. Until this is accomplished, mankind's future remains hazardous and permanent peace, a matter for speculation. So until this is accomplished, all this other talk about this and that, no, there's a focus. His Majesty has given us a focus, right? A focus, what to focus on. These are the objectives and given humanity and all nations of the world. That's why it says in the word, this gospel, what's the gospel? This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached and proclaimed. This is the gospel of the kingdom. Until these objectives, yesterday unattainable, today essential, which we must labor and co-labor to achieve. And until that is accomplished, humanity's future remains hazardous. And permanent peace, go ahead, speculate. Remember what Yeshua said, think not that I have come to bring what? Permanent peace, a matter of speculation. There is no magic formula. Tell them, King of Kings, that's right. There is no single magic formula. People looking for something spooky or extraordinary. It's reality in the Bible, in the book. There's no single magic formula, no one single step. What can we do so we can unite and overcome white men? Well, first thing you can do is study to show yourself approved. There's no single magic formula, no one simple step, no words, whether written into the organization's charter or into a treaty between states, which can automatically guarantee to us what we seek. So I, the King of Kings, and I, what do we seek? Peace is a day-to-day problem, saith the King of Kings. What does he say? Peace, you want to call it shalom, salam? Peace is a day-to-day problem, the product of a multitude of events. and judgments. Peace is not an, quote, is, end quote. Again, peace, salam or shalom, is not an, quote, is, end quote. It is a, quote, becoming, end quote. This is a principle here. Peace, salam, shalom is a day-to-day problem. You can call it a challenge if it's more optimistic in that sense. But peace is a day-to-day problem, the product of a multitude of events and judgments or decisions. Peace is not an is. Peace is a becoming. So what it be like, it's a becoming. As Matthew says here in Warning the Nation, Psalm 63, we cannot, speaking of humanity and for humanity, we cannot escape the dreadful possibility of catastrophe by miscalculation. An elder years ago said that, you know, Babylon, because we want to know about Babylon, you know, back in the days, and this elder said, he said, you know, Babylon will fall by accident. You know, that right there never really left eye right there. Babylon will fall by accident. In other words, it will not be their intention. And when His Majesty, the King of Kings, says, cannot escape the dreadful possibility of catastrophe by miscalculation. But we can reach the right decisions, the King of Kings advises the nations, on the myriad of subordinate problems that each new day poses, and we can thereby make our contribution. And perhaps the most that we can, that the most that can be, and perhaps the most that can be reasonably expected of us in 1963 to the preservation of peace. His Majesty, finally, in this section right here, he says, it is here that the United Nations has served us. Once again, brothers and sisters, connecting His Majesty speaking to the United Nations with the prophecies in the scripture, right? Right here, Zephaniah. Now, some other Israelites will tell you about Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 12, and that's right, where it says, ye Ethiopians also, y'all shall be slain by my sword. That's right. But then he also says this right here. Therefore, wait y'all upon I, saith Jehovah, unto the day that I rise up to the prey, like a lion rises up to the prey, like the lion of Judah rising up, for my determination to gather the nations that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. This is what we're seeing right now. We can see it in the immediate, in the League of Nations example, that first example of that determination being fulfilled. Now here, when we consider the United Nations in these latter days, here it says, it is here that the United Nations has served us perfectly. Matthew is reading them their report card. Not perfectly. Our God Father, God is power. Father is a person. Our God Father says, it is here that the United Nations has served us, not perfectly, but well. And in enhancing the possibilities, the what? The possibilities that the organization may serve us better. What does Revelation says? Render to Babylon double for why? Why? Why are we giving Babylon double? For how they have what? Served us. And in enhancing the possibilities that the organization, speaking of the United Nations and all the nations united, may serve us better, may serve the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, the Israelites of Ethiopia, and we, the Beta Israel, universally better, we serve and bring closer our most cherished goals. Now, he goes into disarmament, right, the deep issues of concern, opportunity, and the challenge before us. Speaks on will and determination, and it's in the section on will and determination we want to seal up right here as it connects with the war speech, as well as the chant of Bob Marley and the Wailers from the word sound here, spoken by His Venerable Majesty Kadamawi Haile Selassie, October 6, 1963. He says, on the question of racial discrimination. The Addis Ababa conference taught to those who will learn this further lesson. Again, on the question of racial discrimination, the Addis Ababa conference, the New Flower conference, taught to those who will learn this further lesson, that until the philosophy which holds one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned, that until they are no longer first-class and second-class citizens of any nation, that until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, that until that day, the dream of lasting peace and world citizenship and the rule of international morality will remain but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. And until the ignoble and unhappy regimes that hold our brothers in Angola, Mozambique, and in South Africa, Dabub Africa, in subhuman bondage have been toppled and destroyed, until bigotry and prejudice and malicious and inhuman self-interest have been replaced by understanding and tolerance and goodwill, until all Africans, that is basically to say black people, but until all Africans stand and speak as free beings, equal in the eyes of men as they are in the eyes of heaven, until that day, the African continent will not know peace. So even to the pro-Pan-Africanists and those who are pro-Negusa Nagas, King of Kings, let's keep this in mind. His Majesty is saying the reason why we still are seeing the African continent not knowing peace is because these nine untils have not been fulfilled. We Africans will fight if necessary, and we know that we shall win. So not only is His Majesty saying that fighting is necessary, even a necessity when necessary, but also the confidence of the victory of good over evil. Last part of this section right here, brothers and sisters, the United Nations has done much, His Majesty, the King of Kings says, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, both directly and indirectly, to speed the disappearance of discrimination and downpression, oppression from the earth. Without the opportunity to focus world opinion on Africa and Asia, Africa and Asia, in other words, the Asiatic black man, Africa and Asia, which this organization provides, the goal for many might still lay or lie ahead, and the struggle would have taken far longer. For this, we are truly grateful. So His Majesty gives a very good assessment, right, of what was wrong, what still is wrong, as well as the goals to be achieved as we go on. A little more on this right here, because this has everything to do with connecting with this Torah reading and feeding right here, as we have the book of Numbers by Midbar, as we have even the very beginning of the book right here, the fourth book of Moses called Numbers. And what's at the beginning of the book? Call to all those who are able to go forth to war in Israel.
These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. Each one was for the house of his fathers, 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 for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, 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 with all that were able to go forth to war and go forth to war and go forth to war and go forth.
So right here, where are we right here? We are here picking up, beginning off here, the fourth book of Moses by Midbar, the Hebrew book of Numbers. Just a basic overview right here. So the Hebrew name of the fourth book of HaTorah, of the Torah. Also, the name of the first reading is Bamidbar, some point as Bamidbar, in the wilderness, in wilderness. Bamidbar, in the wilderness, Bamidbar, in a wilderness, in wilderness. This is the meaning right here, in the wilderness of Sinai. It comes from the first words of the first verse that says, in the English more or less translation, then Jehovah spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, Bamidbar Sinai. Here we have this in Numbers chapter 1, verse 1. Now the English title, how do we get this English title? The English title of the fourth book is known as Numbers. This is said to be derived from the Greek Septuagint or the LXX version of HaTorah or of the Old Testament of the Torah, the Septuagint. So we have the Septuagint version of the Torah. Now, I know a lot of people talk about the Septuagint thing and everything, but actually it's not what people think it really is, right? The Hebrew is still better, and we're going to prove that as we move forward, right? But here, just touch on some of the basics right here. So we get the name Numbers coming from the Septuagint version, right? The book of Numbers, it gives a narrative, right, of Yisrael, the B'nai, the sons, the children of Israel, their trek, their trot, their journey through the Midbar, through the wilderness, the Midre Beda, on their way to the promised land. The failure, we have to zoom in on this, because why didn't they just go in there? Because here in this fourth book, we have their failure at the edge of the land, particularly at a place called the Kadesh Barnea. Kadesh refers to the holy, like the sanctuary, a set-apart place, and Barnea means wavering. So where they are pointed out to have failed, they should have made that turn for the land at a place called Kadesh Barnea. But they wavered there. So they were wavering at the holy things, just like the lost sheep, even in this latter day and time, is wavering at the holy things. So they failed at the edge of the land, and there was a subsequent 40 years of wandering. It also concludes with the narrative, this fourth book, it fulfills with the narrative of the second generation. So it's like coming out of Mitzrayim, Egypt, there were like the parents, and then they had their children. But the parents now, right, because of the slandering of the land and the listening to the spies that brought back lies and the wavering at the holy things, they were committed, right, to a year for a day based on those spies that told lies and slandered the land. So it fulfills with another generation. As a Rastaman, you say, Jah call upon the youths, right? The next generation, the youths, because they are strong. So Jah here, even in the fourth book of Moses, the book of Numbers fulfills with the second generation, the rising up of the second generation, the going in of the second generation. So there's a principle here that many who were called out was not invited in. But of their descendants, the second generation now rises up. The second generation triumphs over that first Canaanite, Afro-Canaanite resist that they had encountered in the early part of the book. Right? Book here, the book called Numbers, it fulfills, it ends and fulfills with the Israelites poised on the edge of the Canaan in the wilderness of Moab. A kind of an interesting Moorish connection with we, the black Jews and the Beta Israel, even here in this wilderness of North America, with where they are poised on the edge of Canaan. They were in the land, right, of Moab, and the Moors consider their ancestors scripturally, biblically, to be the Moabites. So it's interesting that we would get like the Moabite, the Moorish, the Zionist, Moorish Jews right there. And then after the coronation of the King of Kings, they would be known as the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. It's like crossing over, entering in. ready to take their inheritance. So woven in the midst of these narratives is a significant amount of what could be referred to as legal, lawful, Torah, instruction, directional matter. Now, the first reading here we have before us from Bamidbar, from Numbers, and the 34th reading from HaTorah, it begins with a census, taking account, taking a census of the tribes of Yisrael, of the 12 tribes of Israel, as well as the Levitical families just prior to the departure from Har Sinai, from Mount Sinai. And what Josh says to the people, he says, you know, y'all have wandered around this mountain. You've gone around this mountain long enough. It's time to move forward. It's like for I and I here in this North America, in the Americas and the Caribbean, we've gone around these mountains. Right, and the mountain in scripture also prophetically is used as a symbol of government. You know, we've gone around this mountain long enough. It's time to move forward. Move forward. There's a portion commentary we'd like to get into in a little more detail from this Torah reading and feeding. One of the themes that comes out of Chaverim, and that's the house of the Father. The theme here is the house of the Father, the house of the patriarch. In the Hebrew, to say family, one of the words for family, the main word for family is Beit Av. Beit, Bayit, Bayit is house, and Av is father. And it implies in this foundational word that a family, the key role that a father, right, that the patriarch also has in the idea of family from Jah perspective, from a Hebrew point of view. So the thought for the Shabuah. And just a little thought right here, a thought for the Shavuot before we ride up a little here with today's daily psalm, Psalm 61. A thought for this Shavuot, for this Sabbath. Oh, yes, we just completed right here, right? At this particular point, we've completed six Shavuot, six of the seven Shabbats with this Shabbat right here. Corresponding to June 4th, we have completed the six. Now, other Yehudi, other Jews, according to what we regard to be an erroneous counting, right, a miscounting of the Shabbat, they actually have their Shavuot today. But we regard that not being according to the count for us. We're looking forward to the 12th, and we share this in common with the Messianic Israelites of Ethiopia, in particular with the true church and the professing Ethiopian Tewahedo Church. So we're looking forward to the 11th coming up, which will be the 7th Shabbat. As it says, count 7 Shabbats complete, 7 times 7, 49, and on the morrow afterwards. So looking forward to the 12th, right? The 12th, right? So from the 11th to the 13th for us in this season here, the main day, the 12th for harvest in this season, or Pentecoste for I and I of the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. But here. Let's touch on this right here just briefly, brothers and sisters, right? So that right here is just an introduction to this fourth book, and we're referring to this from the LOJ, the LOJS.org site under the heading of this week's reading, this week's Torah reading, the Torah readings. So you can find more right at the website. So here, this portion, Torah portion commentary, the house of the father, the house of the patriarch. The thought for the Shavuah right here, for the seven, in Adesiti to Jerusalem, Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, there are 12 gates. On that are written the names of the 12 tribes of Yisrael. Did you know? According to the Chazon Yohanan, the revelation, the vision of John's vision, but that's called the revelation. In New Jerusalem, there are 12 gates. On that are written the names, the Shemot, in Hebrew Shemot, the names of the 12 tribes of Yisrael. Everyone, all right, everybody, everyone who enters the city, metaphysically, let's say the consciousness, but everyone who enters the city must, once again, must enter through one of those gates. one of those gates, because that try to enter in any other way is like entering like a thief. But everyone who enters the city must enter through one of those gates. There is no gate called Gentiles. Again, there is no gate that is called Goyim or Ahzab. There's no gate called Gentiles. There's no gate called nations. There's no gate called Goyim. There's no gate called Gentiles. So the commentary, little commentary right here, here, here. Right? This is the main commentary right here, the house of the Father. Now, the census in the Midbar, in the wilderness, it illustrates the family structure and the relationship of the nation of Yisrael. All of the Bnei Yisrael, all of the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, were one large family, one large Beit Ab, one large house of the Father. The hierarchical family relationship, what do they reveal? They reveal the Bible, the scriptures, the Hebrew scriptures, patriarchal overview. Yes, there is the righteous, let me put that adjective there, the righteous patriarchal worldview, because the Bible buns the bad, the evil patriarch as well. Right? Bun Babylon, right? Bun Satan, right? As Robenu said to the others, y'all are of your father, HaSatan. So it's not about that father patriarch, but the righteous patriarchal worldview. Can we hear one say today, oh, down with the patriarch? I say down with the white patriarchy. Or we can say it's down with the evil patriarch. How about that? The breakdown of the nation, right? The breakdown of the nation into tribes, into clans and households. What does this demonstrate? It demonstrates a strong central position of fathers, of patriarchs. So our view on the scripts is that, yeah, although Hawa, Eve, according to the narrative, she says that she was beguiled, she was deceived by the Nahas. So whose fault was it? It was Adam's fault. It was the patriarch's fault. Even in the 10 words, it says that Jehovah will visit the iniquity, right, of the fathers to the sons, to the third and the fourth generation. So definitely there's a point here, right, to the once lost, now found of manning up, right? That's why we say the Torah is not for cowards. The Torah is not for weak hearts, right? The weak hearts, they be arguing about the alleged pseudo-contradictions they're imagining, you know, here and there in the scripts, and finding some reason to run away because it's just too firm, it's too strong, and because it puts the responsibility actually on the patriarchs and on the fathers, on the man, on the Adam. Now, the entire nation, this doesn't mean that the woman don't do anything wrong now. Don't we're not caping. We're just demonstrating the truth of the word according to the truth of the word. The entire nation, Yisrael, right, it looked, it recalled, it reflected, it religioed, so it tied back, it connected, right, to one common patriarch. There, right, they were the descendants of Yaakov, of Jacob. Yaakov, known as Yisrael, that's why they were called the Bnei Yisrael. They were called the sons of Israel because before that, they were known as the Bnei Yaakov, the sons of Jacob. Yisrael is the new name. Some say another name, but it is another name for Jacob, but really it was supposed to be the new name for Yaakov. It took him a while to kind of grow into it, as we see from the narrative. Each Yisraeli, each Israelite could trace his line, his lineage of descent, or in the KJV Bible, his pedigree through one of the 12 sons of Yaakov. That line, that lineage of descent, or that pedigree, it formed his, or as the case may be, her tribal identity. Those who were descended from a common father, a common patriarch, were referred to as a tribe in the English, as a tribe. The 12 sons of Yaakov they were fathers and became patriarchs, as we have in the 12, you know, Testament of the 12 patriarchs. They became patriarchs over the tribes. The tribes of Israel were further broken down, the breakdown, in other words, into large extended, right? Now we have what's known as the extended family. The Hebrew word, right, the core Hebrew word for family is the Beit Av. The next word for extended family, right, or extended family circle is Mishpacha. Mishpacha, 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 or some might just say Mishpacha. Mishpacha, 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 just to keep it simple. Sometime among European Jews, you know, if they think you're really cool, they'd be like, yeah, I'll invite you over because you like family. You're Mishpacha. That's why they use that word. You're like an extension. You're not a part of their Beit Av that you're descending from their fathers. Obvious, right? You know, we the black Jews is not extended from the white Jews' patriarchal descent, right? But they'll say that you're Mishpacha because you're part of that extended family circle that is Mishpacha, right? However, when used in the tribal sense, it does not refer to a nuclear family household. The word for the nuclear family household, again, is the house of the father, the Beit Av, the Beit Av. That's the nuclear family household. But the Mishpacha, right, does not refer to that when we are looking at the tribal sense. It refers to the large extended family circle, right, of a common forefather within a tribe, having a common forefather within a tribe. A better English word would be clan, right? Getting all the clans, as Movado say, hail up Movado, all clans in one order, all the mishpachot, 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 right, in one order. A clan can be defined as a sub-tribe or, in a sense, a tribe within a tribe. It's like a secondary value, a tribe within a tribe. Every clan was composed of many households. The Hebrew word for the household, right, as we've been speaking about, the core word for the family is Beit Av. Beit Av in the Afro-Asiatic Hebrew, modern European Jewish Hebrew would be Beit Av, Beit Av, Beit Av. Ancient Hebrew pointing, Beit Av. Beit Av, a term that literally translates to house of a father, house of a father, of a patriarch. A father's household was composed of himself, Ishto, right, or the Nashim, and it was Ishto, Ashteto, or Seto, his Oset, his Isha, his wife, right, or the Nashim, or woman, wife, Isha, or Nashim, or wives, children, as well as grandchildren. The common denominator of all and in all these family rankings is the position or the standing of a Ab, of a Ab, of Ha'ab, of the father, Ha'ab. In the biblical, scriptural, Hebrew worldview perspective, fatherhood was the essential ingredient for family and identity. This is, maybe ones don't agree with it today, but just in the Hebrew, from the Hebrew perspective, in the Hebrew worldview or the biblical world, right, fatherhood was the essential ingredient for family and therefore for identity. Now, I know today people will say, isn't that chauvinistic? Chauvin, you mean the man Chauvin, after that man, this idea was named? So that means that Chauvin wasn't there in the biblical time, but we get the point. Not really, not from the perspective of the biblical or the Hebrew or the Israelite woman, not from the perspective of the biblical woman, the biblical Isha. She regarded her father and husband as her prestige and her identity, Now, no, today, in today's world, there's a whole difference. Everything is upside down, out of order, right? The world, the course is out of course. But in the biblical scriptural view, right, and even among those who descend from that tribe tradition, even the Beta Israel of the East, right, we can see that manifest that the Hebrew, the Israelite, the Beta Israeli woman, she regards her father and her husband as her prestige. In fact, she qualifies her husband based on the regard that she has for her father, right, as her prestige and her identity. They were the affirmation of her femininity. No one will say, we got to break that one down, right? But it's really simple if you think about it, right? You put it into context according to the script and according to the historical narrative, the affirmation of her femininity. Now, don't look at counterfeit Christianity, you know, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Christianity, all that was a fraud. So you won't be, you might find a little bit here or there, but that's not the right view. That's the wrong perspective. But in the true Hebrew Beta Israel perspective, the father and the husband for the Hebrew, the Israelite, for the Eshet Chayil, for the strong woman, for the virtuous woman, they are the affirmation of her femininity. They provide her protection, sustenance, and dignity. It's a different way of thinking from what we have today, right, in this Babylonian world system with the harlot and the whore running things. The patriarchal worldview, this explains why Rabbi Saul, Rab Shaul, known as the apostle to the Gentiles, our brother Paulos, why he was so eager to establish spiritual paternity for the Gentile believers. Did you know that Hawadiah Paulos, the Apostle Paul, our brother Rabbi Shaul, that he was so eager to establish, according to the scripts, to establish spiritual paternity, right? Who is the father, right? And who is not the father? To establish spiritual paternity for the Gentile, the Goyim, believers, to be recognized part of the nation, part of Yisrael, the Kadosh Goy, that holy nation, a Gentile believer, Mitmanot, needed to come under the household of Yisrael's patriarchs. Again, let's repeat this. To be reckoned as part of the holy nation, the Kadosh Goy, as we have it in the scriptures, a nation of the priesthood and a holy nation. In order for a Gentile to become a part of the nation, to be nationalized, so to speak, right? The Gentile believer needed to come under the household of Yisrael, of Israel's patriarch. In Hawadiah Paulos, the Apostle Paul, Rabbi Shaul's theology, the Gentile believers, the Mitmanon, right, they are adopted into the family of Yisrael, into the Beta Yisrael, into the Beit Yisrael. According to Paul's theology that we have in the Brit Chadasha, the Gentile believers, they are adopted into the family of Israel, into the house of Israel, into the Beta Israel by adoption. Yehudi and Goy alike, Jew and Gentile alike, we all share in spirit and in truth the person of HaMashiach. And in that context, our fellow heirs, and in that context, our citizens in the Yisrael of Ha-Elohim, of Ha-Elohim, of the true good, the true God, of the power, the kingdom of Ha-Moshiach, the kingdom of the Messiah, even Christ in his kingly character. We all have been brought near by the same at-one-ment, the same atonement, and given the same Torah. Even the Torah, the law of the spirit of life that's found in Christ Yeshua, as the word says, the law of life that's found in the Moshiach Yeshua, The law is a Torah, so we're given the same Torah. Oh, you didn't know in the New Covenant, right, we do have a Torah? Still, a Gentile believer might wonder. Here's what a Gentile believer might wonder, one who's not, you say, ethnically, right, or Yehudi by nature might wonder, right? Which tribe of Israel is he or she to be identified with? Since the Gentile disciples' participation in and with the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, is only by means of faith. It's only by means of faith, which is credit. Faith equals credit. In the lower senses, belief. You know, we say believe. But by means of faith is the Gentile Talmud's disciple, the Talmid, the disciple's participation with Yisrael is only by means of faith. Faith in Ha'adon Yeshua, faith in the Lord, the Master Yeshua, faith in Robeinu, in I and I Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior Yeshua HaMoshiach, the son of David, the son of David. The Gentiles' tribal affinity, therefore, is naturally with David, with David's tribe. Therefore, with the tribe of Yehuda, therefore, with the tribe of Judah. So right there, just a little overview, a little extended overview right there. Couple of minutes right here, brothers and sisters, just after this little segue right here, little interlude right here to the theme right here, the Lion of Judah theme. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Today's daily psalm right here. We have Psalm 61 just briefly here. A little bit more on the first day service coming forward at the top of the Iowa. But here. Psalm 61.
Psalm 61.
Mizmor Samech Aleph Lamnatseah al Neginat LeDavid. 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 LeDavid.
Hear my cry, O God. O God. O God.
Shim'a Elohim Rinnati, 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 Rinnati.
Attend unto my prayer, my prayer, my prayer, my prayer.
Hakshiva Tefillati, 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 Tefillati.
From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. my Baba, my Baba, my Baba, my Baba, my Baba, my Baba, my Baba.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
مزمور سلسع بكنف سلسعان لما زمران عليك ببغناوج يداويت مزمور عملاك هوي لمن عين سما تلوتين مادم لبي تسفا بقرت اجيزي كمدر دارچا ودان تجوهال بدنگاي لاي كف كف عدر ركي سنو قنب بتالات فيت تسفا يمهنهن يالن نامر رهي በድንኳንህ ለዘላለም እኖራለሁ በክንፎችህም ጥላ አጋረዳለሁ አቤቱ አንተ ስለቴን ሰምተሃልና ስምህንም ለሚፈሩ ርስትን ሰጣቸው ለንጉሥ ከቀን በላይ ቀን ትጨምራለህ አመታቱም ከትውልድ ወደ ትውልድ ይሆናል በእግዚአብሔር ፊት ለዘላለም ይኖራል ይጠብቁት ዘንድ ምሕረትንና እውነትን አዘጋጅለት እንዲሁ ለስምህ ለዘላለም ዘምራለሁ ስለቴን ሁልጊዜ ፈጽም ዘንድ
Yes, 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 yes. So that dub right there, that's Sister Rashida. I want to hear Sister Rashida do the tune, Hear My Cry, Hear My Cry. That's based on today's daily psalm, Psalm 61. Here's a little, yes, I.
Praise unto the Most High God.
Thank you, God. Live it.
Thank you.
Rewind and come back, selector.
All right, we don't have really the time right here to go into a deep study of Psalm 61 and hear my cry. But there's a particular word at the beginning, the rina. I'd like to get into a look of the metaphysics right here to connect the dots and the Rastafari prophecy right here, new name, precious name. Hear this.
Mizmor,
yes,
Mizmor Samek Aleph, La Menatziach, Ala Neginata, Litawid. Shima Ahel Lohim Arinati Mizmor Mizmor Samek Aleif La Menatziach Ala Neginata Litawid Shima Ahel Lohim Arinati Hak Shara Tefilati. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, La Menatziach, with string music, Ala Neginat, upon string music, Lit David of David. Shima Elohim Rinati. Hak Shiva Tefilati. Hear my cry. Hear Shima Elohim. Hear Elohim Rinati. My cry, my Rina, my cry, my shrill, my Rina. And here. We have Psalm 61, Psalm LXI, and here Hebraically in the Beit, the second verse, the first part of the second verse, Shima'ah Elohim, Rinati, hear my cry, O Elohim, or Hebrew word order, Shima'ah, hear Elohim, Rinati, my Rinati, often is translated as cry. In this case, in this context here, in this prayer right here, from the Sefer Tehillim, from the Psalter, Psalm 61, Mizmor Samek Aleph, a prayer in exile, a petition to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, to Elohim for restoration, is offered by a person away from Beito, his home. David's situation, it gives point to the psalm, and it helps to explain it. It is best assigned to the period, it is said, of Absalom's revolt and rebellion, attempted coup of his son Absalom. But here, zooming in on the second verse Hebraically, that according to the King James Version, would be the first verse. So the superscription to the chief musician upon, here, KJV, Negina, in the Hebrew, Al-Neginat, upon the string music, as we have elsewhere, Bin Gino, the strings, string music, the harps, often the harps, the string music. Here we have Niginat, Al Niginat. You see, in the KJV, a psalm in the superscription of Psalm 61 is italicized. In the Hebrew, here, Shema, Shemuli, here. Lidawid, it says, of David. It does not say Mizmor Lidawid, it says Lidawid. The context, of course, it is a psalm, but specifically, it's of David. La Menatziach Al Neginat Lidawid. To the chief musician, to the leader, or to the Menatziach, to the overcomer. La Menatziach, the one who Natzach, victory, sense of overcoming. La Menatziach Al Neginat Lidawid. A special note, Hebraically, in the Chazon of Yohanan, Revelation, the overcomer, is known as the Menatziach as well, the one who overcomes, to him who overcomes. La Menatziach Al Neginata Lidawi. But here, zooming in on, hear my cry, O Elohim, or O God, Shima'ah Elohim Rinati. Shima'ah Elohim Rinati. What is Rina? So here, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. Here, a point of reference for the Chabarim and the Talmudim, for the disciples, Dek Amezamorit. Here in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, under the word Rina, or R-I-N-N-A-H. Looking up, R-I-N-N-A-H. Rina, or Rina. What is Rina? Hebraically, this word, as we find it in the the first verse, we could say KJV-wise, the Beit verse here, the second verse in the Sefer Tehillim, Shema Ah Elohim, Rinati, Rinati, my cry, Rinati, Rinati. What is Rinna? Rinna here is defined as tremulous, tremulous, a tremulous vibration. What kind of vibe or vibration? A tremulous, tremulous vibration. Strident sound is Rinna. Vibrant voice is Rinna. A song of praise is also Rinna. A shout for joy is Rinna. Roaring torrent. A roaring torrent is Rinna. Also, the context, a mournful cry is Rinna. Also, a wailing moan. A wailing moan is Rinna. Now, according to the Strong's Concordance and also the BDB definition, we have Rinna in the Strong's Concordance is the H7440. So looking up Rinna, R-I-N-N-A-H. Here the BDB defines it as a ringing cry. It can be a cry of entreaty, Rinna. It can be a supplication, Rinna. Rinna also in proclamation, it can be joy or praise, joy or praise. The part of speech that Rinna, it's a noun feminine. Strong's definition defines Rinna, the H7440, as being from the H7442. And the H7442 is Ranan, Ranan, Ranan. Ranan means to overcome, to be overcome, to give a ringing cry in joy. It could be a ringing cry in joy, in exaltation, in distress, to cry aloud in a summons. The exhortation of Chokmah, the Hebrew Sophia or wisdom, is also a Rinna, so a ringing cry to sing out. Also in the Hitopolel, different senses of the Hebrew, rejoicing, the Hithel sense, to cause, to ring or to sing out, the Pual sense, ringing cry, singing out. But getting to the root of Rinna from the Ranan, the H7442, is a primitive, an ancient Afro-Semitic root, properly to creak or to emit a stridulous sound, that is to shout, usually, take note, Chavarim, fellow disciples, usually for joy, aloud for joy, like a shout aloud for joy, a shout like a cry out, a shout to be joyful, to rejoice, to greatly rejoice, to also make to rejoice in a different sense of the Hebrew, to cause, to shout for joy, also to cause to sing aloud for joy, to sing out in the sense of to sing out for triumph. But Rinna in the sense of Rinati. But here we have it translated from the Hebrew as hear my cry. Elsewhere it's to sing, to rejoice. In that context, that sense can be to sing, to rejoice. Shima'ah, 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 Elohim, Rinati. Properly, a creaking sound like a shrill. So we often define it as to sing and ringing and shrilling and ringing and singing and shrilling tones, to shrill out. That is to shout. But the key thing, it can be a shout of joy, a Rinna, Rinati. A shout of joy or Rinna, Rinati can be a shout of grief, a cry, crying out, calling out. In gladness, Rinati, joy, proclamation, rejoicing, shouting, to sing. The sense of singing is Rinna. And also in the sense of singing or shouting out in triumph is Rinna. Rinna. But here, once again to the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, we just referred to the Strong's definition, Strong's Concordance definition, just getting to the Hebraic root, because the same word, if you shema, if you hear, shemoa, tishmoa, if you hear and hear diligently, you might hear it in the sense of today's daily psalm, the sense of a cry in stress or in distress, but also in a sense of joy or rejoicing. So the question is, what is Maze Rinna? What is Rinna? Right now, Rinna also was the son of Shimon, the son of Shimon, a man of Yehuda. So we have within the Hebrew scriptures, the Hebraic scriptures, namely in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 20, a son of Shimon was called Rinna, and he was a man of Yehuda. He was a man of Judah. So that right there is the five cycle, right? The, you know, the first level, right? The physical, the natural level, right? Now here for the metaphysical, right? The metaphy cycle of Rina, as in the opening verse of Mizmor Samech Aleph, for example, Shema'ah Elohim, Rinati. So Rina, power expressing through the voice. Power expressing through the voice. Word, sound. Power expressing through the voice. Shema'ah, hear. Shema'ah, Shema'ah. Elohim, Rinati. Although this verse often is translated as "Hear my cry, O God," the word order in the Hebrew in the Sefer Tehillim is "Hear, hear, Elohim, Shema'ah, 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 hear, Elohim, Rinati, hear, Elohim, Rinati, hear, O Elohim, true good, true God, Rinati, hear." My Rina, hear my power expressing through the voice, thus tremulous vibration, strident sound, vibrant voice, song of praise of Isis, shout of joy, roaring torrent. Rina may also be said to signify an inner reaching, an inner, in the innermost of the inner sense, an inner reaching after Elohim, the true good, the true God, after Ha'el, Ha'elohim, in the consciousness that is not yet poised in understanding, having been, as Chokmah, as wisdom says, and as Shlomo says in the Mishle Shlomo in Proverbs concerning wisdom, wisdom, sister, kinswoman, and understanding, and Bina, Rina, right? Rina here, in the consciousness that is not yet poised, according to its stasis, its standing, right? In the understanding, what is your stasis? What is your standing? First is the standing, right? And that now qualifies the understanding, but the consciousness that is not yet poised in standing, this inner urge and longing may take on characteristics either of positive affirmation and declaration of Tob, right, of Tob, of good, Tobah, as already received, or a negative form of tefillah, of prayer, of felot, that of sorrow, supplication. And when we say positive and negative, we're looking at this energetically, metaphysically right here. So the negative form of tefillah, that of sorrowful, full of sorrow, right? Sorrowful supplication. Thus, the definition of Rina as a mournful cry, a wailing moan, wailing, the wailers. And here, Habarim, just recalling what I, Brother Burhan Salase, a.k.a. Robert Nesta Marley, Bob Marley, when he spoke on the wailing, wailers and the wailers and wailing, he was asked by an interviewer concerning his mode of singing, and how his mode of singing was somewhat different than, say, the conventional Western whitewashed Gentile mode of singing. And he was speaking about being a wailer and wailing out and wailing. So here we have a good point of reference Hebraically for Rina, for this very unique word that may be expressed either in joy or in pain. Rina, Rina. Once again, the basic Peshat definition of Rina, power expressing through the voice, power expressing through the voca, in voice, power expressing through the voice, thus tremulous vibration, vibes, vibration, strident sound, word, sound, power, vibrant voice, vibrant voca with vibes, vibration, song of praise, of Isis, a shout for joy, roaring torrent, Rina signifying an inner reaching after Elohim, in consciousness that is not yet poised in Bina, in understanding, in understanding, overstanding. This inner urge and longing may take on characteristics that may be either of positive affirmation and declaration of good as already received, Kabbalah, 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 Lach, already received, as we have in some Psalms, this very same word, in that positive vibration, that positive affirmation, that positive declaration of good, as already received, as Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, and I, Rabbi, says, when we pray, right, as already receiving, right, from that sense of already receiving, or it can be a negative form of tefillah, right, like nobody knows, you know, in that sense that nobody knows, or that wailing, right, that of sorrowful supplication, mournful cry, wailing, moan. And the best example of both expressions, both power expressions through the voice may be found within Burhan al-Salasi, Bob Marley, and the wailers, the Rina. Shima'ah Elohim Rinati, Hakshava Tisfilati. Hear my Rina, O Elohim. Attend to my Tefillah, Hakshava Tefillati.
Reggae music is the king's music.
Sí, la reina de las músicas.
And the king of religion.
El rey, bueno, la reina en este caso.
Reggae music is the king's music. Reggae music is the king's music. Reggae music is the king's music.
Sí, la reina de las músicas.
And the Canberra religious.
El rey, bueno, la reina en este caso.
Canberra religious.
Mm-hmm. Esa religión en la música. Think you, the reggae music is a religious music?
Reggae music is reggae music. Reggae music is the king's music.
Sí, la reina de las músicas.
And the Canberra religious.
El rey, bueno, la reina en este caso.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now. Call in. 515-602-9761.
Shabbat Shalom.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as...
Barku et Yahuwaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Unatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and for Iver. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives Ha Torah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari.
Yes!
Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruchu et Yahweh Hamborak. Baruch Yahweh Hamborak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebal hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, noten ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Bless this Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy by thy light, and I thy dear testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no read up your Bible.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam, and hear, 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 Shema Israel, Sima, Sima, Rastafari, Rastafari. Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam, Sendet Salam, Sendet Salam. Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam, and hear, 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 hear. Shema Israel, Sima, Sima, Rastafari. For this Rastafari sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong, we hear we begin the fourth book of Moshe, of Moses, Musa, called in English Numbers, the Sefer, Sefer Bamidbar, the Sefer in the wilderness, the book that's known as Numbers, fourth book of Moshe. So here, 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 beginning the fourth book, the 34th degree here of Einai sabbatical studies, so this Shabbat Strong, the fourth book of HaTorah, Jah's direction instructions. It's also the name of the first reading in the Hebrew, Bamidbar. Bamidbar, translated in the wilderness, in the desert, comes from the first words of the first verse, which reads, Vaydaberi Yahuwah il Moshe b'midbar Sinai. B'midbar Sinai. And he who be, we be. And Hashem spoke, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, to Moshe in the wilderness of Sinai, in the wilderness of Sinai. Numbers chapter 1, verse 1. Now, as we know that the English title of the book is Numbers, derived from the Koine, the Septuagint, LXX version of HaTorah, the book of Numbers. It tells the story, the narratives of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, their trotting through the wilderness on their way to the promised land. Their failure at the edge of the land, and the subsequent 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. It also concludes with the narrative of the second generation's triumph over the first Canaanite resistance, the African Canaanite resistance. Now the book, it ends with the B'nai Yisrael, the Israelites, they're poised on the edge of the Canaan, the Canaan, ready to take their inheritance. Woven in the midst of these narratives is a significant amount of, we say, legal and lawful material. Now, the first reading from Bamidbar and the 34th reading from HaTorah, it begins with a census of the tribes of Israel and the Levitical families just prior to the departure, moving forward, from Sinai. Yes, Rastafari. Also important theme in this book, portion commentary, the house of the Father. Make I and I begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Ha'Bein, Ruach Ha'Kadosh, Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, he who be, we be, the one. So here, 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 for this Shabbat Bamidbar, Senbet Midre Beda, in the Royal Amharic. So here, 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 for the Hebrew first words, for the Aliyot, the offering up, Anaphora, right, the sacrifice, word, sound, power, right? May the words of I and I mouth and the meditation of I and I heart be humbly acceptable in he who be, who he be, his almighty, his size, majesty, sight, Hashem Yeshua. So here we begin. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, chapter 1, the order of the hosts, of the armies, the hosts. First item, Moshe's command to number Ha'am, his command to number the people. For the Rishon Aliyah, for the first Aliyah. Vaydaber Yahweh el Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'ohel moed b'echad la chodesh ha'sheni b'shana ha'shenit le'se'atam me'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor. And he who be, who he be, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Ha'kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, spake to Moshe Bamidbar Sinai, in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, B'Ohel Moed, in the tent of meeting, on the first day of the second month moon, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Mitzrayim, of Egypt. Lemor, say, more, say, more, say, more, say.
Yekseu et Rosh Kol Edata Bnei Yisrael. Take ye the sum. Lift up the head. Seu, Seu et Rosh. Lift up the head. Take ye the Ras, the Rosh, the sum of all the congregation of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, after their families, by the bait, the house of their fathers, Abot, with the number of their Shemot, names, every male Zakar, by their poles, by their skulls. From 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, thou, the I, and Aharon shall number them by their armies. And with you there shall be a man of every tribe, every one head, Rosh, Ras, of the Beit, of the house of his fathers, patriarchs. And these are the Shemot, the names of the men that shall stand with you, of the tribe of Reuben, Reuben, Elizur, son of Shedbeor, of Simeon, Shelumiel, the son of Zori Shaddai, of Yehuda, Nahshon, the son of Aminadab, of Issachar, Netaniel, the son of Zuar, of Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon, of the children of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Amihud, of Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzor, of Binyamin, Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideoni, of Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai, of Asher, Pagiel, the son of Okran, of Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan. These were the renowned of the congregation, the aggregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, patriarchs, Roshe, Rasses, heads of thousands in Israel. And Moshe, where Aharon and Aaron took these men which were expressed by their Shemot names. And they assembled all the congregation, the aggregation together on the first day of the second month, moon. They declared their pedigrees after their families by the house, the Beit, of their fathers, patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot of the names, from 20 years old and upward, by their poles, by their gulgulot, their skulls. As Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Jehovah, commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the Midbar of Sinai, the wilderness of Sinai. And here, for the Sheni Aliyah, the second Aliyah for this Shabbat Bamidbar, this Senbet Midre Beda, we have at verse 20, the Sheni Aliyah, the second Aliyah. Vayihyu b'nei Reuben b'kor Yisrael toladotam l'mishapechotam l'beit avotam b'mispar shemot l'gulagelotam kol zakar mia ben asarim shana wa ma'ela kol yotzeis eba. Here at verse 20, for the Sheni, the second Aliyah, offering up Anafora for this Shabbat Bamidbar, and the children of Reuben, Yisrael's eldest son, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, their patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, by their poles, by their gulgulotam, their skulls, every zakar, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Reuven, were 40,600. Of the children of Simeon, Simon by their generations after their families by the bay to the house of their fathers, patriarchs, those that were numbered of them according to the number of the Shemot, the names by their gurgulot, by their skulls, every male, Zakar from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them even, of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. Of the children of God by their generations after their families by the house of Beit of their fathers, patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot, the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. Of the children of Yehuda, Judah, by their generations, after their families, by the Beit, the house of their fathers, patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Yehuda, of Judah, were 314,600. Of the children of Yisachar, by their generations, after their families, by the bay to the house of their patriarchs, fathers, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Yisachar, were 55,400. Of the children of Zebulun, by their generations, after their families, by the bay to the house of their fathers, patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400. Of the children of Joseph, namely, of the children of Ephraim, by their generations, after their families, by the bay, to the house of their patriarchs' fathers, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. Of the children of Manasseh, by their generations, after their families, by the bait, the house of their fathers, patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Manasseh, were 32,200. Of the children of Benjamin, by their generations, after their families, by the bait, the house of their fathers, their patriarchs, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Benjamin, were 35,400. Of the children of Dan, by their generations, after their families, by the Beit, the house of their patriarchs, fathers, according to the number of the Shemot, the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Dan, were 62,700. Of the children of Asher, by their generations, after their families, by the Beit of their patriarchs, house of their fathers, according to the number of the Shemot, names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even, of the tribe of Asher, were 41,500. Of the children of Naphtali, throughout their generations, after their families, by the Beit, the house of their fathers, patriarchs, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Naphtali, were 53,400. These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men, each one was for the house, the Beit of his fathers, his patriarchs. So were all those that were numbered of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, by the Beit, the house of their patriarchs, their fathers, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel. Even all they that were numbered were 600,000 and 3,550. But the Levites, however the Lewim, the Lewawian, after the tribe of their fathers, patriarchs, were not numbered among them. For the Yahweh, he who be, had spoken to Moshe, Lemor, saying, only thou, the I, shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the Bnei Yisrael, among the children of Israel, the sons of Israel. But thou shalt appoint the Lewim, the Levites, the Lewawian, over the tabernacle of testimony, and over all the vessels thereof, and over all things that belong to it. They shall be as the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister to it and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle setteth forward, the Lewim, the Lewawian, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Lewim, the Levites shall set it up. And the stranger that cometh nigh Neah shall be put to death. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard, throughout their hosts. But the Lewim, Halawim, the Lewawian, the Levites, shall pitch round about the tabernacle of testimony, that there be no wrath, no wrath upon the congregation, the aggregation of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael. And Halawim, the Levites, shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, did according to all that the Yahweh, he who be who he be, commanded Moshe.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad. And here for the Shalishi, the third Aliyah, Shalishi Aliyah, offering up for this Shabbat Bamidbar, for this Senbet Midrei Beda, this Sabbath in the wilderness. Why Daber Yahuwah El Moshe? With El Aharon Leimor, here for the third Aliyah, third offering up, Anafora, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 2, the order of the host, the second item, arrangement of the camp, here for the Shalishi Aliyah. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe and to Aharon, saying, every man of the children of Yisrael shall pitch by his own standard, with the ensign of their father's house, their father's bait, far off about the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation, shall they pitch. And on the east side toward the rising of the sun shall they of the standard of the camp of Yehuda, Judah, pitch throughout their armies. And Nahashon, the son of Aminadab, shall be captain of the Bnei Yehuda, the children, the sons of Judah. And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 74,600. And those that do pitch next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar. And Nathaniel, the son of Zuar, shall be captain of the Bnei Issachar, the sons, children of Issachar. And his hosts and those that were numbered thereof were 50,400. Then the tribe of Zebulun and Eliab, the son of Helon, shall be captain of the children, the Bnei Zebulun, the sons of Zebulun. And his hosts and those that were numbered thereof were 57,400. All that were numbered in the camp of Yehuda were 100,000 and 4,600 throughout the armies. These shall first set forward. On the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben according to their armies. And the captain of the children of Reuben shall be Elizur, the son of Shedeur. And his hosts and those that were numbered thereof were 40,600. And those which pitch by him shall be the tribe of Simeon. And the captain of the Bnei Simeon shall be Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai, and his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 59,300. Then the tribe of Gad, and the captain of the Bnei Gad, the sons of Gad, shall be Eli Asaph, the son of Reuel, and his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 45,650. All that were numbered in the camp of Reuven were 100,050 and 1,450 throughout their armies, and they shall set forward in the second rank. Then the tabernacle, verse 17, then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward with the camp of Halloween, the Levites, the Lewawion, in the midst of the camp. As they encamp, so shall they set forward every man in his place by their standards. On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim, according to their armies. And the captain of the sons of Ephraim shall be Elishama, the son of Amihud. And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 40,500. And by him shall be the tribe of Manasseh. And the captain of the Bani Manasseh, the children, the sons of Manasseh, shall be Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzor. And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 32,200. Then the tribe of Binyam, and the captain of the Bani Binyamin, the sons of Benjamin, shall be Abidan, the son of Gideoni. And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 35,400. All that were numbered of the camp of Ephraim were 100,000 and 8,000 and 100 throughout their armies. And they shall go forward in the third rank. The standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north side by their armies. And the captain of the Bani Dan, the sons of Dan, the children of Dan, shall be Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 72,700. And those that encamp by him shall be the tribe of Asher. And the captain of the Bani Asher, the sons, the children of Asher, shall be Pagiel, the son of Okran. And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 40,500. Then the tribe of Naphtali, and the captain of the Bani Naphtali, the sons, the children of Naphtali, shall be Ahira, the son of Enan. And his hosts and those that were numbered of them were 53,400. All they that were numbered in the camp of Dan were 100,050 and 7,600. They shall go hindmost with their standards. These are those that were numbered of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, by the Beit, the house of their fathers, their patriarchs. All those that were numbered of the camps throughout their hosts were 600,000 and 3,550. But, however, Halloween, the Levites, the Lewim, the Lewawiyan, were not numbered among the Bnei Yisrael, among the sons, the children of Yisrael, as Jehovah commanded Moses. And the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, did according to all that the Yahweh commanded Moses. So they pitched by their standards, and so they set forward everyone after their families, according to the Beit, the house of their fathers, their patriarch.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, 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 and rejoice.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here, Shema'a, here for the Rabi'i, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth offering up, Anafora, for this Shabbat, Bamidbar, Senbet Medre Beda. Here, picking up fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that's called Numbers chapter 3, for the Rabi'i, for the fourth Aliyah. Here, the order of the host, the third item, Ha, Kohanim, the priest, Bi Yoma Diberi Yahuwah Eta Moshe Bihar Sinai. These also are the generations of Aharon or Moshe and Moses in the day that Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, he who be who he be, spake with Moshe in the Har Bihar Sinai in Mount Sinai. And these are the Shemot, the names of the sons of Aharon, of Aaron, Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar. These are the names, the Shemot of the sons of Aharon, HaKohanim, the priests, which were anointed, which were Moshiach, Mashach, anointed, whom he consecrated, filled to minister in the priest's office. And Nadav and Abihu died Lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah when they offered strange fire Lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah in the wilderness, the Midbar of Sinai. In the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. And Eleazar and Itamar ministered in the priest, the Kohen's office, in the sight of Aharon, of Aaron, their father, their patriarch. The order of the host, the fourth item, the tribe of Lewi, verse 5. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, bring the tribe of Lewi near, and present them before Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the priest, that they may minister to him, and they shall keep his charge, and the charge of the whole congregation, the aggregation, before the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation, to do the service of the tabernacle, and they shall keep all the instruments of the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation, and the charge of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, to do the service of the tabernacle. And thou, the I, shalt give Halloween, the Levites, the Lewawi, unto Aharon, Aaron, and Benayu, and his sons. They are wholly given to him out of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael. And thou, the I, shall appoint Aharon and Benayu and his sons, and they shall wait on their priest, their Kohen's office. And the stranger that cometh nigh near shall be put to death. And the Yahweh Yahuwah spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, and I, behold, Hine, I have taken Halloween, the Levites, the Lewawion, from among the Bnei Yisrael, from among the children, the sons of Israel, instead of all the firstborn that openeth the matrix among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael. Therefore, Halloween, the Lewawion, the Levites, shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine, for on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Gibbet, Egypt, I hallowed to I all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. Mine shall they be. Ani Yahuwah, I be he, I be he, I be who he be, who he be.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, and here, and here, and here. And hear, Shema, give ear, hear for the fifth aliyah, the Hamishi, the Hamishi aliyah, offering up anaphora for this Shabbat Bamidbar, Senbet Midrash Beda, the order of the host. Here at the fifth aliyah, the Hamishi aliyah, is the fifth item, the families of the Levites, of Lewi, of Levi. Why Daberia wa il Moshe be midbar Sinai leimor? Verse 14, and the Yahweh Jehovah spake to Moshe in the midbar, the wilderness of Sinai leimor, saying, number the Benai Lewi, the sons, the children of Levi, after the house, the bait of their fathers, patriarchs, by their families, every Zakar, every male from a month old and upward, shalt thou number them. And Moshe, number them according to the word of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Hu-Bi-Hu-Ibi, as he was commanded. And these were the sons of Lewi, Levi, by their names, by their Shemot, Gershon, and Kohat, and Merari. And these are the Shemot, the names of the Benai Gershon, the sons of Gershon, by their families, Libni and Shimei, and the sons of Kohat by their families, Amram and Izhar and Hebron and Uziah. And the Benai Merari, the sons of Merari, by their families, Mahli and Mushi. These are the families of Halloween, the Lewawian, the Levites, according to the Beit, the house of their fathers, patriarchs. Of Gershon was the family of the Libnites, and the family of the Shemites. These are the families of the Gershonites, those that were numbered of them according to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, even those that were numbered of them were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites shall pitch behind the tabernacle westward. And the chief of the Beit, the house of the father Ha'ab of the Gershonites, shall be Eli Asaph, the son of Lael. The order of the host, the Tzavaot, sixth item, the charge of the Benai Lewi, the sons of Levi, verse 25. And the charge of the Benai Gershon, the sons of Gershon, in the tabernacle of the congregation shall be the tabernacle and the tent, the covering thereof, and the hanging for the door, the patach of the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, the ohel moed, and the hangings of the court, and the curtain for the patach, the door of the court, which is by the tabernacle, and by the altar, mizbeach, round about, and the cords of it for all the badot, the service thereof. And of Kohat was the family of the Amramites, and the family of the Ezharites, and the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uzielites. These are the families of the Kohathites. In the number of all the males, the Zakar, from a month old and upward were 8,600, keeping the charge of the sanctuary. The families of the sons of Kohat shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle southward. And the chief of the house, the Beit of the Ha'ab, the father of the families of the Kohathites, shall be Elizaphan, the son of Uziel. And their charge shall be the ark, the tabot, the aron, and the table, and the menorah, the lampstand, and the altars, and the vessels of the sanctuary wherewith they minister, they serve, and the hanging, and all the service thereof. And Eleazar, the son of Aharon, HaKohen, the priest, shall be chief over the chief of the Lewim, Halloween, the Levites, and have the oversight of them that keep the charge of the sanctuary. Of Merari was the family of the Mahilites, and the family of the Mushites. These are the families of Merari, and those that were numbered of them according to the number of all the males of Zakar from a month old and upward were 6,200. And the chief of the house of the Ha'ab, the father of the families of Merari, was Zuriel, the son of Abihail, These shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle northward, and under the custody and charge of the Bnei Merari, the sons of Merari, shall be the boards of the tabernacle, and the bars thereof, and the pillars thereof, and the sockets thereof, and all the vessels thereof, and all that service thereto, and the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords. But those that encamp before the tabernacle toward the east, even before the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting eastward, shall be Moshe, Musa, Moses, and Aharon, and Aaron, and Benaiah, Lejochu, his sons, keeping the charge of the sanctuary for the charge of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, and the stranger that cometh nigh near shall be put to death. All that were numbered of Halloween, the Levites, the Lewawion, which Moshe and Aharon numbered at the commandment of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, throughout their families, all the Zakar, the males, from a month old and upward, were 22,000. And right here, for the Sheshi Aliyah, for this Shabbat Bamidbar, send it Mitrebada, the Sheshi Aliyah, the sixth Aliyah offering up. Why O Mary Yahwa Illa Moshe Pik Oda Kola Bikora Zakara Libnea Yisraela Mia Ben Hodesha Wa Ma Illa Wisa Eta Mispara Shimotam. Here for the Sheshi Aliyah, the order of the hosts, the seventh item, the firstborn, redeem, reference, Exodus 38 and 27. Here, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, Numbers chapter 3 at verse 40, for the Sheshi, the sixth Aliyah. And the Yahweh, he who be we be, said to Moshe, Moses, number all the firstborn of the males, the Zakar of the Bnei Yisrael, from a month old and upward, and take the number of their Shemot, of their names. And thou, the eyes, shall take Halloween, the Levites, for me, for I, Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be we be, instead of all the firstborn among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, the children of Israel, and the cattle of Halloween, the Levites, instead of all the firstlings among the cattle of the Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe numbered, as Yahuwah commanded him, all the firstborn among the Bnei Yisrael, and all the firstborn males by the number of names, Shemot, from a month old and upward, of those that were numbered of them, were 22,213. And Yahuwah spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, take the Lewim, Halloween, instead of all the firstborn among the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, and the cattle of Halloween, the Levites, instead of their cattle. And Halloween, the Levites, shall be mine, Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be. And for those that are to be redeemed of the 23,013 of the firstborn of the Bnei Yisrael, which are more than Halloween, the Lewawion, the Levites, thou, the eye, shalt even take 5 shekels apiece by the pole, gugulot, by the skull. After the shekel of the sanctuary shalt thou, the eye, take them. The shekel, ha-shekel, is 20 gerahs, and thou, the eye, shall give the kesef, give the money, wherewith the odd number of them is to be redeemed, to Aharon ulebenayo and his sons. And Moshe took the redemption money of them that were over and above them that were redeemed by Halloween, by the Levites. Of the first one of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, took he the money, 1,303.5 shekels. After Hashekel, the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moshe gave the money of them that were redeemed to Aharon ulebenayo and his sons, according to the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe. 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 Commanded Moshe.
Yo.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 hear for the Shabi'i, Shabi'i, the Shabi'i, the seventh Aliyah, for this Shabbat Bamidbar, Sabbath in the wilderness, and Bet Midrash Bedah, hear. Fourth book of Moses, Numbers chapter 4, the order of the host, the eighth item, the service of the Kohathites, the service of the Kohathites. So here at this first verse for this seventh Aliyah, Vayidaber Yahweh el Moshe ve el Aharon lemor. And he who be who he be, the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Moses, and to Aharon lemor, saying, take the sum. Take the sum, the Rosh, the heads. Take the sum, the head count of the Benai Kohat, the sons of Kohath, from among the Benai Lewi, the sons of Levi, after their families, by the Beit, the house of their patriarchs, of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, even until 50 years old, all that enter into the host to do the work in the tabernacle of the congregation aggregation, this shall be the service of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation, tent of meeting, about the most holy, most isla, most set apart things. And when the camp setteth forward, Aharon, Aaron shall come, and Benaiah, his sons, the Jotru, and they shall take down the covering veil and cover Ha Aaron, the Ark of the Testimony, with it, and shall put thereon the covering of badger skins, and shall spread over it a cloth holy, completely of blue, Samayawi, and shall put in the stays thereof, and upon the table of shew bread they shall spread a cloth of blue, Samayawi, and put thereon the dishes and the spoons and the bowls, and covers to cover withal, and the continual bread shall be thereon, and they shall spread upon them a cloth of scarlet, and cover the same with a covering of badger skins, and shall put in the stays thereof. And they shall take a cloth of blue, Samayawi, and cover the lampstand, Hamenorah, of the light, and his lamps, and his tongs, and his snuff dishes, and all the oil vessels thereof, wherewith they minister to it. And they shall put it and all the vessels thereof within a covering of badger skins, and shall put it upon a bar. And upon the golden altar, Mizbeach, they shall spread a cloth of Samayawi, blue, and cover it with a covering of badger's skins, and shall put to the stays thereof. And they shall take all the instruments of ministry, wherewith they minister in the sanctuary, and put them in a cloth of Samayawi, blue, and cover them with a covering of badger's skins, and shall put them on a bar. And they shall take away the ashes from HaMizbeach, the altar, and spread a purple cloth thereon, and they shall put upon it all the vessels thereof wherewith they minister about it, even the censers, the flesh hooks, and the shovels, and the basins, all the vessels of HaMizbeach, the altar, and they shall spread upon it a covering of badger skins, and put to the stays of it. And when Aharon, Benaiah, and his sons have made an end of covering the sanctuary and all the vessels of the sanctuary, as the camp is to set forward, after that the sons of Benaiah, Kohath, the sons of Kohath, shall come to bear it. But they shall not touch any holy idol thing, set apart thing, lest they die. These things are the burden of the Benai Kohath, the sons of Kohath, in the tabernacle of the congregation, in the tent of meeting. And here's the order of the host, the ninth item, the office of Eleazar, here at verse 16. And to the office of Eleazar, the son of Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the priest, pertaineth the oil, the shemen for the light, and the sweet incense, and the daily meal offering, mincha, and the anointing, the mashach, the messiahing oil, and the oversight of all the tabernacle and all that therein is, in the sanctuary and in the vessels thereof. And hear, the maftir for Shabbat, Abba Midbar, send that Midrebeda, why Daber Yahweh el Moshe, we el Aharon Leimor. Verse 17, the maftir. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe and to Aharon Leimor, say, cut ye, y'all, not off the tribe of the families of the Kohathites from among Halloween, the Levites, the Lewawian. But thus, like this, do to them, that they may live and not die, when they approach to the most holy, the most isla things, the most holy things, set apart things. Aaron, Aharon, Ubenai, and his sons, Lejochu, shall go in and appoint them everyone his to his service and to his burden. But, however, on the other hand, they shall not go in to see when the holy things, the isla things, are covered, And here, completing this Torah reading, the Aliyot for Shabbat Bamidbar, Send Bet Midrash Bedah. Kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dinsu, kabur l'haylu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kabur l'avinu, l'melkenu, glory be to I and I Father, to I and I King. Kabur l'kadamawi, chayla salasi, v'shem Yeshua, ha-moshiach. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Getachin, I and I Lord and Savior, Melchanetachin, Jesus Christos.
The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next to the Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this,
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Ve'imru. Amen.
Baruch Atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, v'yei olam natei v'tokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, noten haTorah.
Yes, yes, yes. Fulfillment right here. Yes, fulfillment of the Torah reading. Still have the HaTorah, the prophet's reading, Hosea chapter 2, focus verses 1 to 23, and the epistle to the Romans chapter 9,
focus verses 22 to 33. So stay tuned, stay tuned. So Melkam Echud, blessed first day, Shavua Tov, a strong seven to come. The Shavua, the 7 days to come, will be fulfilling the seven of the seven Shabbats, counting complete right here in the season. So stay tuned, brothers and sisters, to the top of the Iowa, the top of the hour for the Torah reading and feeding the Haftarah complementing the Torah reading, Hosea, as well as the Brit Chadasha.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Chadasha. Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Yes, yes, yes. So stay tuned, calling, 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 here, here. Little outro right here, 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 Promised Land, here I and I come, especially east of the river now. Freddie, Freddie McGregor, what the mind say? Africa, here I and I come, the Israelites come. Top of the hour, Melkam Ehud, beautifully good. First day, a.k.a. Sunday service.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Calling, calling, calling. Yes, I am Maurice Zeman here in the fourth book of Moshe. Hebrew book called Numbers, Yes, I, Rastafari.